Yo, what's up? Welcome. This is Geek Love Radio.
And it is November 8th, 2004.
And I am Richard. As always, I don't change my name ever. And Adam's working on some things. We got in the studio with us tonight.
Got the webcam up, too.
Yeah, we got the webcam up. If you guys want to check us out, geekloveradio.com. We're just chilling here.
Webcam updates every 30 seconds on the page. So, well, you have to manually refresh it right now, but...
We have with us Katie.
Hi.
And I just met Katie today, like 3 hours ago, not even.
Yep.
So I convinced her to be on the show.
Very persuasive, might I add.
Yes, I try to be persuasive. And as always, we got Shannon on the show.
Hey, what's up?
And, we always cut this really close, man.
I don't know what happens. Like, we'd start early, but something goes wrong along the way.
I don't know. Like, the show notes wouldn't print again, and then, like, we couldn't get the... Like, for some reason, the audio quality was really bad, like, a minute ago. We fixed that, I guess, you know, with a minute to spare. So we're doing all right, though. We're good.
Yeah, we're going to need to, I don't know, like, have music at the beginning and maybe music halfway through just to kind of make sure everything's going good.
That's cool.
Like, today we forgot to start the recording. Like, after we started.
Way to go, dumbass.
He's like, no, I got it covered. He's like, I don't
know. It's my first week back in the engineering seat, so.
Yes. After 2 week break. We were going to have Strom Carlson on the show tonight with us, but he didn't call in for some reason. And we're just going to go without the caller today. He had some stories to share about his date he had last night. That didn't go too well, so I told him to talk to us about it on the show. Hey, is our Geek Love Radio name up?
Not on my system. So
let's put that up. Let's log in.
All right, I'll get it up.
All right. Well, he does
situated
that.
Here.
If you guys want to message us throughout the show at Geek Love Radio, that's our AIM name. So you guys can hit us up in the studio here. Let's see what else. You know, any housekeeping things you want to get rid of?
I think we got pretty much everything taken care of. We mentioned the webcam. That was the big thing for this week.
Yeah, the webcam. The phone thing took a while, too, man. I worked on that, like, a long time. And
yeah, I did.
That didn't work out too well.
There was lots of various feedback sounds I had to hear during the week.
Yeah.
And then him go, ah, shit.
It's so bad, man. I hate feedback. Anyhow, I guess we can start with the show then. Good thing I had notes, man. Because I was planning on Strom just, like, talking for, like, a whole bunch. And, like, we'd, like, talk to him. But he decided not to call. And if he does call, it's not going to interrupt us. So, alright.
Eric will answer the phone this time.
Exactly. He'll be like, what's going on? He'll be talking to, like, Strom. And I don't think Eric knows Strom, but...
Just tell if Strom is listening, tell him to just flirt a little bit with Eric if he calls.
Strom, if you call and if it's not Adam or I, please flirt with whoever. Or Shannon. Yeah, or Shannon, because I guess Shannon knows now too. Flirt with our other roommate, though. Anyhow.
Just for gags.
Just for gags.
Giggles or whatever.
Okay. Since we're going to get crap printed off, I'm just going to read off my screen tonight. So, we got some email questions or comments and stuff that we've gotten. And the first one is, my friend really likes this one girl and he has for a good amount of time. He's too shy to ask her out though. He says he is sticking to a plan, but it's not going so well. While we were in Indiana for a band contest, we found that the girl that my friend likes another guy who is, for lack of better terms, a pervert. The guy won't listen to reason. He believes that she can change him. That's about all I know for now. If I learn anything else, I'll add it. He says, if anyone has any advice, I would be greatly appreciated. Thank you. Katie, you have advice?
That's kind of a tough one. It's hard to change people. It really is.
I think so.
What do you think?
Like, I don't know. I guess his friend likes this girl, but he's too shy to talk to her. But he says he has a plan going that's gonna...
But what is that plan?
I don't know. I don't think he shared it with anybody yet, so...
Maybe he should.
But, like, I would talk to your friend and tell him to, not be so shy. I don't know. Because, like, if he sits there and he has his ideas of what's going to happen in his head, and when they don't happen, he's going to get either, like, A, really depressed about it, and, you know, he's not going to like the ideas, or he is just going to be more shy later on about it, and, well, both of them could happen, and he'll just, like, revert to not talking to more girls, and, I don't know, that kind of sucks, so...
He needs to step up late. And start talking to her.
Yes, I think so too. Adam, you need to pay attention.
I am. I was going through some problems getting the name up, but I reread the email after you read it, so... So this girl likes this guy.
No, this guy likes this girl.
But this guy is complete, like, pervert?
No, that's... Alright, let me explain this to you.
Okay.
Alright, you got...
Dun.
You got guy.
Welcome to the show, Adam. What's going on?
All right, you got guy, and the guy, his friend, likes this girl. But this girl likes this pervert, basically. I don't know what he means by pervert. Like, I would assume he's probably just, like, you know, pretty nasty with her or whatever.
Well, he's been, but he's just being really nice by sending an email in when it's not really his problem.
I think he's worried about his friend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What a good friend.
What a good friend. Unless the friend is him.
Him.
And he's too shy. But,
dun, dun, dun.
Ownage. Self-ownage. Somebody knows about self-ownage over here.
We won't talk about that.
Okay. So, yeah. Dude.
Basically, it's scheduling problems for next semester.
So. Yeah, there's no way he's going to escape being with, like, the devil teacher. So... Okay. Anyhow, dude.
The listeners don't care about that.
Yes.
Come on.
All right,
dude, be more animated, too. We're going to be more
dude,
animated.
Dude, talk to your friend, man. You want to... We can, like, make it like Wayne's World. Wayne's World. But talk to your friend and, like, you know, get him out there. Like, tell him maybe not to focus on one girl, either. Because, like, if he's just sitting there and he has this plan for this one girl, he's not... He might be passing up opportunities with other girls that he can have... So, tell him to, like, quit, like, get with the girl and tell her, or drop her and get with other girls. That's my advice.
I agree.
Phew.
You're a smart one.
And I try. Katie, you want to read the next email? Well, I guess this is a listener comment, so you can read it.
See, on the TV the other day, they were saying how marriages and relationships tend to break up after about 5 years. I studied this in one of my classes as well. Thought it would be cool to talk about. Love the show. Keep it up.
This is from one of my friends.
Oh.
she messaged me about this.
I think there at that point there's this within around the 4 or 5 year mark there's this hurdle there where things are getting repetitive and it's not as fun anymore. And if you can get past that point.
Do we have, like, how to spice it? Like, how to spice enough relationships?
I think we did on one of them. But that's kind of the...
We need to have, like, a database.
That's when you're getting into the turbulent times where it's going to work out or it's not. And I was in the relationship that was going on the 4-year mark and it didn't work out.
Man. Yeah, like, I know people that...
Yeah, it got bad at that point, so...
Like, 1.5 years or 2 years is, like, the main decider for, like, a lot of college-age, high school-age relationships. I've noticed, at least. I would say probably 5 years would be, like, higher, like, you know, dating, like, in your 20s or whatever. But...
But if you're older and it's going on 5 years, maybe it's breaking up because of your lack of commitment. Like, if you're older and been with someone for 5 years, you're probably getting more serious and maybe considering marriage or at least something, you know?
That's true.
It could be, like, out the door because you haven't...
It's the marriage question.
You haven't gotten me a ring, so see ya.
See ya.
All my friends have rings. How am I, though?
The guilt trip.
Oh, no.
You're going to get that one, Shannon.
No.
All my friends have rings.
Whap!
Yeah, now she's going to come and kick your ass. Good thing she's in the other room, huh?
That is for sure.
Maybe she's listening.
She's listening to the show. There's about, about 30 seconds to a minute
away.
Yeah,
30 seconds.
She's
okay.
Like, I love you, honey. Yeah, way to go. All right, yeah, like, I've noticed that, too, with a lot of relationships. I mean, there comes a point in time when things don't, like, you run out of things to talk about, I guess, or, like, you know, run out of things to do, and, like, instead of you've done everything you wanted to do, you know, like, hey, let's go to this movie. Oh, wait, we already saw it. You're like, restaurants to eat at. It always gets boring after a while, probably.
And
I don't know. I've never been in a 5-year relationship, so I really couldn't comment on this, so.
You're supposed to, like, change, you know, like, as a person, you usually change, like, every couple of years from, I mean, a lot of, you know, studies have shown. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's whether you grow apart or you grow
especially, like, a big life change, like going to college or changing your major.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Things like that are really going to put a kink in the relationship.
Oh, man, exactly. Changing your major is actually,
that's a big
believe
one.
It or not, it's a big one. Because, like,
cause then your whole lifestyle changes.
Yeah. People you hang, like, out with and stuff. Like,
yeah.
We hang out with, like, people at design, like, in our design building, and liberals, like, very liberal. They got, like, you know, you walk in and there's, like, with a white guy with, like, dreads and,
yeah,
you know, it's like, yeah, man.
Definitely not a conservative environment, whereas if you were, like, a forestry major or
yeah.
an ag major, it might be a little bit different.
It's like you walk in and everybody's wearing, like, cowboy boots or something.
You know, yeah. also could depend, like, say, if you were a girl and you're going into engineering, you're going to be
hit
sought
on.
After.
Yeah. If you're a girl that likes to be hit on by guys with, like, you know, really smart IQs or whatever, I'd go into engineering.
Yeah.
Or, like, aerospace. No girls in aerospace. Well, there's a couple. But, man, they're really lacking.
But some of the girls that go into there are, like, real manly. They just kind of scare all the guys away.
Yeah. That's what, like, when they get an attractive girl, they're like, holy crap. And, like, all the guys go after her in the whole department. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Or they go up to her and they're like,
do you want
a
seat?
So, what's your name?
Yeah. My name is Paulette.
They're like,
I'm an engineer.
They're like, my name.
We're being more animated this week. So. At least I'm trying to, and Richard's trying, but it's not yet.
Shannon's.
Well, I'm just like, hey, I'm letting you guys take over.
Shannon is not animated. He never will be.
Joining us in the studio, Shannon's girlfriend,
Allison.
He said some really nice things about you a little while ago.
Yes. You'll have to download the show.
Very nice.
You'll have to download the show now.
I don't even remember what it was, but it wasn't bad, though.
No, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad, I promise. As he has his other hand behind
Scouts
his
on it.
All right, let's continue on with things. Next email, comment, question, whatever.
I remember what it was, though. It had to do with peer pressure. Or, no, guilt trips.
Guilt trips. Shannon's like, all right, next question.
Guilt trips.
All right, I'm going to go on so Shannon doesn't get his ass beat.
It wasn't that bad.
No, I'm joking.
It was funny more than anything.
All right, the next question, comment, or whatever. This is from another person. I know that she emailed me with this. She says, is it wrong to look around while you're in a relationship? Should you tell your significant other when other guys or girls hit on you? With this is like talking on the phone or online to other people considered cheating. And this is from my friend Rena from Iowa City. Who's listening? So, multi-question, like, you know, question, I guess. First part, Adam, if you weren't paying attention.
I was going to say, don't call me. I was just thinking, oh, I just got Shannon
like
in trouble.
Five
I'm not paying attention
here.
Anymore.
Alright, like, is it wrong to look around, like, for other people when you're in a relationship? What do you think?
I think in some sense it is.
I think it depends on how you're looking, I guess.
Yeah. Like, if you're, like, looking, you know,
looking for somebody else
yeah. while you're in a relationship, I think that's wrong.
But, like, what if you're in a relationship and, like, I mean, you like the person and, like, you're, I mean, it's a good relationship, but, like, maybe you haven't explored other, like, you know, types of girls yet. So, like, I'm not saying, like, go out and make out with other types of girls, but, like, get to know other girls, you know, sort of
yeah.
thing. Is that wrong?
I don't think it is. Because you're just, I see that as just meeting new people. And you meet new people all the time.
Yes.
It's inevitable. It's
but
good to meet new people.
The person that you're dating might not see it that way.
Yes.
Especially if there's jealousy involved.
Jealousy. I have a good quote about jealousy. I can't remember it. When I remember,
I don't know.
It,
I like.
Say it.
I'd rather. I mean, I want my girl to have to be jealous, not like, I mean, to show that they actually care and they didn't want to lose you, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
otherwise,
still respect
you're just like,
you in your
yeah.
space and what you do.
I mean,
jealousy.
There's big difference between trust and jealousy.
Ooh, I remember the quote. Jealousy, the force that slays love under the pretense of keeping it alive. I like that quote.
That's deep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, a lot of people confuse jealousy with mistrust, which I don't think is the same thing. But that could be a whole other topic for another show.
Yeah.
Write it down.
We'll put it on our wall.
We always
over there.
Forget. Yeah. What is
our
it?
Wall, our geek love wall.
Jealousy.
Jealousy and trust. Whether or not they're the same.
Take over for the next question. I want to write it on the wall.
Another thing that we have on our wall that we're going to talk about sometime is, so you got her pregnant, which is a topic we're going to cover in the future as we move the geek population along, where that becomes a problem. But if we get there.
So you got her pregnant.
That was my idea. I thought it was clever.
Yeah. In one of our drunken stupors. No. We haven't had those in a while. Anyhow, continuing. Last question. Channing, you want to read it?
Last question. I've heard a lot of guys... I've heard a lot of guys say lately that they don't like a girl who comes onto them. Like, then they think the girl is desperate, so they won't seriously date them. What's your thoughts on this? Do you have advice for girls about this?
So girls that come on to guys. I don't have girls come on to me ever.
That's sad.
Or you just don't realize it. Most guys don't realize it.
No. Allison, you have some opinions about this, please. Most guys are shy, she says. Oh, what if guys are shy?
The thing is, a lot of guys don't want it if it's that easy to get either.
Yeah.
You gotta make it a challenge for us, otherwise we're not interested.
Dude, I forgot to plug in my laptop. I got the low battery thing.
Dun, dun, dun. You need to go get your charger?
Yeah, I'm gonna go get it.
Okay.
Continue talking.
I'll run the show.
Alright, you do that.
I will run the show animated. Okay, so Shannon.
Alright, yeah.
Let's figure this one out here. Guys think that... guys don't like girls that are coming onto them strong or whatever.
Yeah.
And
I think some guys are like that, but I think a majority kind of likes it because it's been so, you know, old-fashioned where the guy always has
really
to make the first
on,
move.
It really depends on what level they're coming onto you at.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, yeah.
If it's like, hey, I like you, I'm smiling at you and stuff like that, or if it's like, hey, I want to get you naked within the next 5 minutes.
I've had that. A girl come up to me and said, hey, let's go have sex, and I'm like, and I just walked away. I was scared. I didn't know what to do. I'm just like, this doesn't happen. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Just say no.
I didn't know what to do.
You just gotta stop and think how many other people have gotten this offer and taken her up on it.
Yeah.
I know. Kinda gotta like, put a damper on things. So ladies, do it, but don't do it extremely. Like, extremely much.
Yeah, you need to do the bait and hook thing.
Especially if you're after
do
the
it like back. You know, come on to him a little bit and then not do it, kind of pull away a little bit and see if they drag you in. That's
see how they
thing.
React and yeah. if they're you know, eating it up,
see if they take the bite,
take it from there,
but don't just be like here,
start
here.
Small.
yeah don't just come up to a guy like, hi, I give myself completely to you.
Here you go,
be like, here's a little bit, come get some more. In the simplest terms.
You would. Alright, Adam, you talk about the next thing.
The next topic?
Yeah, I thought about this like 3 minutes ago. Like, well, 3 minutes before I finished the notes.
Okay, well, I'm just reading this now for the very first time. Your bachelor / party / pimp pad.
Yes. Nice. You like that?
That's hot.
I know.
Says every guy wants to have a pad where he can bring his girlfriend / woman back to. Here are some things to make your pad cool. Art.
could be tasteful. Pictures or paintings of nude women or anything you like. Beer posters.
Yeah.
What?
Got a
okay.
Big no in the audience.
Hold on a second. What if you had like a tasteful? All right, like I'm doing photography and like I've been doing a lot of like nude photography for my class, and it's tasteful art. It's not like I'm, you know, photographing porn. What if I wanted to put my art on the like walls?
But
no nude women.
You should ask Shannon about this one.
Shannon, have you had experiences with nude women on your walls?
Not on my walls, no.
On his computer door.
Women in magazines, Shannon.
Oh, we have Playboys on here.
They're all over the place.
She must be violently against
them. Yeah, we do too. I'm like, we do too.
Gonna be all ripped up and thrown away.
What happened?
Playboy's not that.
What
Playboy
happened?
Is tasteful compared Shannon to other magazines out there. Oh yeah,
I had Maxim. No, Maxim. Come on.
Maxim's pretty.
Give me a break.
I agree.
Cosmo is the same thing, just directed towards girls, but it still has all these half-naked girls with pictures in it.
Oh, Allison has a rant.
Okay, imagine you go over to a girl's room and she's got naked guys on her wall.
That happens, though. I mean, I know she's not gonna.
Was it artistic?
Is it artistic? See, we're art people,
no.
So, like, we look at things differently. Like, okay, like, if I look at a naked person on the wall, I don't think, you know, oh, my God, this guy's, like, wanting to be with her. Well, he might, but obviously he's not going to be with her if she's, like, some model in a magazine. No offense, Shannon.
Yeah.
Just because we don't have models.
Confidence goes down to the floor.
Oh.
I did meet a model in a magazine.
Wow.
Anyhow. Like I was saying.
Like he was saying.
Obviously, he's not, like, gonna be like, hey, you know, I'm gonna date her, and he's focused on her. It's just one of those, like, you know, I'm gonna look at her, you know, shit happens.
I mean, problems could come from it. Like, if he's kissing you, you look, open your eyes, and his eyes are looking at the poster.
Yeah, that's...
Ooh, girl on the wall. I mean...
Yeah, that'd be bad.
But...
What do you think? Do you think... I bet you have, like, pictures of naked guys.
Actually, I don't.
Well... I walked into some girl's room like 2 weeks ago at my old college, and
what
I walked
if it,
in
I just saw something. What if it,
and there was naked guys
what
in
if
the
it's
wall.
Painting?
Yeah, what if paintings, like your drawings?
Just not
and
actual
like photography?
Photos.
Yeah, like black and white photography wouldn't be the same.
Like, look it.
You know, I mean, that's...
Like that's... It's different. It's just... It's art.
But there's an... There's...
Well,
oh,
we're not talking about Playboy.
I'm talking about my like my photography. I'd be proud of my photography and I put it on the wall. Oh, obviously.
Well, that's not what we're talking about, though. We're just talking about.
Yeah, I wouldn't put like a Playboy Center wall on my wall.
Yeah, let's line the walls with Playboy Center.
Not
walls.
Only would a girl not like it,
that'd
but if my mommy came to visit.
Yeah. Yeah, you might want to take those down.
My dad would be like, "Attaboy."
My mom would be like,
"No, I lived in France.
Take those."
And
down.
I've seen a lot of naked people. In my days, I'm not gonna lie.
Because it's so natural over in Europe. It's
see, like,
yeah.
I have
not
nothing
taboo.
Against, yeah, like, after living in France, like, now I see, like, a naked body, and I'm not like, ooh, you know.
Yeah.
Naked body.
You
I'm just like.
To view it as art instead.
Yeah. Well, and even, like, with the whole art crap that we, like, we're doing, like, so many, like, we're sitting there in class, and, like, half the slides we study are, like, naked people.
Or?
Yeah.
So,
I mean. Sitting in painting class and actually stare at this dude. Model out your painting them. I think when you're an
we're
artist, nudity isn't the same thing as it is like.
Yeah, you have a whole new view on it.
Like I'm looking at like shadows and like chiaroscuro.
Yeah, exactly.
And lines and stuff. Where other people are going, boobies.
Yeah.
But you got the guys that sign up for the class and then like, oh, we're gonna see boobs. We're like, yeah, we're signing up for, you know.
What class is that, by the way?
Yeah, they don't
want damn wait, business students again.
The only ones that have nude models are ones that are
they're
after you've taken like the 2 years of other stuff.
Yeah, you get you have to
make sure you're mature enough and make sure
yeah,
you're not just in it for the nudity.
You have to get past drawing 230, which is if you can't draw, you're gonna not get past that.
Sorry, Shannon.
You can draw, yeah.
Stick people.
Stick people. Drawing nude stick people.
with circles.
W's. Draw a W.
All right, I'll only go on in this one because I only got to the first sentence of
that's
it.
That's all right. If you don't want to read the rest of it,
okay.
You don't have to.
Art.
could be tasteful pictures of or paintings of nude women or men, I guess, if it's a girl, or anything you like. Because you should have said Pimpette-pad, too.
Pimpette-pad. I'm sorry. I was writing fast.
Okay. Beer posters or anything fluorescent colors are out. Vintage posters are cool, but get all posters framed, not in bamboo or... or, yeah, or mounted, stick tag and tape, or even finishing nails are for students. Your sentence is really weird.
Shut up.
Original art is
always... Where are those weird five-letter words?
Shut up. Which, all right, how about which can be, all right, dude, be unique. If you're a good photographer, frame some of your work and hang it. That's what I put. Yeah. Because I'm a good photographer. I am.
Okay. So that was that one. Okay, the next one. Books. Put books you actually like.
And hey, remind me. Just remind me. Just be like, hey, I'm supposed to remind you.
Okay. Okay, put books that you actually like. It will look too pretentious if you display books that you aren't that you didn't even read. A nice shelf.
How is this a party?
No.
Yeah,
it's like, this is for, like, your bachelor pad. If you're going to bring a girl, like, and if you want to be more sophisticated, and if you're, like, older and, like, you know, you're, like, in the business world already and you want to have... I mean, you don't want to bring a girl back and she's going to see, like, Playboys on the...
Yeah, you have to wow them.
Yeah,
make them melt.
Exactly.
Make a fantasy for them.
Yeah, have, like, a Stephen Hawking book.
I mean, you don't want to have... This is thinking, like, ahead, because, like, obviously none of us are in the situation that we'd have our own place right now. And we'd have, like, a bachelor pad or bachelorette pad. But, like, you don't want... When you do get in that situation, and, like, some of you who are listening probably do have your own places right now. I mean, make sure your place is nice. This is basically what this is trying to get down to. Because, like, if it's not, then it's going to suck and the girl's going to be like, man, this place is trashy.
It does make it seem more, like, educated or whatever.
Yeah, if you seem...
Even if you throw out your O'Reilly, you know, Learning Pearl books or your... Oh, yeah. Mitnick Art of Deception.
Just don't go overboard, because then they'll see right through you.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Next one, vintage items.
Because vintage items, for example, collections of old cameras, old appliances, posters, vinyl records, etc., adds a certain feel, like you're a guy with interests or gal with interests.
Yeah. This goes along just like decorating. You don't want to have, like, neon signs of, like, let's say, like, live nudes on it or something. That's not really... something you'd want to take a girl back to.
I think something you could add to that.
You bought that sign.
You bought the live nude sign?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I'm getting an apartment next year. Me and my roommate decided that we wanted the sign, so we're going to place it right outside our window.
That's for shits and giggles. Live nudes.
Yeah,
I got to take a picture of it sometime.
Yeah.
And with me and Adam, like, giving thumbs up next year. Oh, that's still going to happen.
I was thinking that another good thing you could do is have, like, personal, like, interest items, not so much vintage items. Like, something that... Have your pad display your personality. Like, have your Detroit or something. Have some toys out there.
Pictures of family.
Yeah, it's good.
Family.
Girls eat
good.
That stuff up.
Girls like guys that love their mom.
Just make sure you're actually in the pictures and not just, like, taking them from, like...
It's the Walmart family. This is my mom. This is my mom. We could want here.
Photoshop pictures. Like, here's me, Marilyn Monroe, and...
That'd be awesome.
That's like...
Here's me, Larry Flint, at Walmart. Larry Flint as a door greeter.
Hi, welcome to Walmart.
Did you get any jokes? Any laughs on that one? I'm going to do a Walmart rant sometime. That's part of it.
All right. You want to do it tonight?
No, I'm not ready.
Okay.
I need to get my friend Ryan to be on here for the Walmart rant.
Okay.
He would do it.
I put, like, other ideas, too. Like, lighting in the place. You don't want to have, like... Fluorescent light really sucks. So if you can avoid fluorescent lights, they just suck. In general. I don't know.
They do. They just kind of, like... They drown everything out.
Everything.
It doesn't create an atmosphere.
No.
But you got that sound that...
Like, nothing like making out with a girl in here in the background. Sorry, I'm trying to save some money, so I'm going for it.
It's time.
Oh. I was gonna do an observation of our apartment.
Okay, well, we're not. I don't think it's time for that.
No, it's
yet.
Not time yet.
Furniture. That's an important one. First of all, you need furniture, not a lack of furniture.
Yes.
And also, the type of furniture you have displays what kind of person you are.
Yes.
It's no lie. I went to a party once, on the other side of town, yeah, that direction.
We walked in. What
direction. It was the west side of this great city.
Okay.
I went there with some people. We walked in. The only thing they had in the living room was those, well, people call them flippin' fucks, but they're like these little
chairs
that fold out. Yeah. People call them flippin' fucks because people put them in the dorms and stuff to, for other reasons. But
for what?
Figure that out from the name, but they had like two of them. Just like that's all they had in their living room. That and a small TV.
That's all you need, man.
That's all you need.
It depends on what your interests are.
Yeah.
With a VCR, just in case you have porn.
Just a bag of Cheetos.
Kleenex.
Dude, don't say that when I'm drinking.
Okay.
What else did I have? Furniture.
Bedding.
If you're gonna have a girl and you're gonna take her back to your bed, you obviously want to make sure your sheets are clean. Just for
That's a good thing we should bring up. Geeks need to wash their sheets. Well, I do mine at least once a week.
Because
you sweat
mine
when you sleep, too.
Have you ever seen that room, Room Raiders?
Room Raiders, yeah.
I think that puts, like, fear into all...
People
now, you know. Like, oh,
They bring out the black light.
Yeah. Bring someone over and they've got the black light with them.
That'd be the date from hell, though, if she was out of case and she's like... checking
your
bed.
Stuff.
Like, oh, my God. What is this happening to you?
No, you're going to give your mom an idea when she goes to the hotel to break out a black light and check the bed.
Oh, no. My mom Lysols everything in hotel rooms.
Like, really?
I think that's
cool.
Yeah,
we get there and like she has like a bottle of Lysol, like not just a regular bottle, it's like the economy size, like massive size, and she just goes through the whole apartment or like hotel room.
Yeah, last time I went home, I told my mom about how she needs to start doing that because that's a good idea.
It is. You don't know how many germs there are, man. It's
and apparently they don't change like the
bedding on top.
On top, yeah.
Ooh, they don't. That's too much laundry for them to do. They got to save water.
Yeah.
I can vouch that's true because I had a friend that used to work at a Holiday Inn like cleaning.
Yeah.
I've had parents like
strip
them off and not let their kids like touch them while they're there.
That's what I do. Like I don't. I like strip it off and throw it in the corner because I don't even want to touch it or look at it. It's gross, man.
Because people might just not make it under the sheets. They just might just jump right
on top
of
the bed. Think about how many people got out of the shower with their, like, naked ass and sat down.
Hairy ass.
Naked, hairy ass. And, like, sat down, and you're, like, putting your face on it because you're watching, like, TV, and you're like,
this is so comfortable.
Oh, man. You know,
I used to always eat off the...
Yeah, now it makes you think. You're still alive, so it's all right.
Yeah, for now.
You might have some disease, though. You might want to get checked.
That's probably why he's sick right now.
Yeah. Let's see. Bedding. Oh, I also wanted, like, bedding. If you have, like, satin sheets, that'd be cool.
I was going to buy silk sheets, but they're freaking expensive.
Yeah.
I have that at home.
I have satin sheets.
See, I was trying to invest in silk because I thought it'd be nice, but it's really expensive.
Yeah. Satin's just as good, though. Like, it's really soft. Like,
where can you get satin sheets?
Like, at Walmart?
I looked at Walmart and I couldn't find them.
I don't know if that store is out.
Hobby
yeah, like Bed Bath & Beyond and Lindsay things. Okay, I didn't think they were out here, so.
Okay, well, I want some satin sheets.
Satin sheets?
Bitch.
Like, if you brought back a girl and you're like,
I want them for
satin
myself.
Sheets. Girls like satin sheets.
That might be a bad idea. I already have a hard time getting out of bed.
That's why I have them.
Bed morning going,
Just be careful on colors if you're, like, very active. Black is a big no-no.
Neon green. Black and neon
green. I was going to say just black, but
glow in the dark.
I guess.
Glow in the dark satin. I don't think they make glow in the dark satin. Like.
That'd be scary.
You got to go white or beige or, like, pearl or something like that.
Yeah.
Or blue.
Stay away from dark colors.
Navy blue satin.
Navy blue. Yeah.
Dark colors.
I have light blue.
Like, if you had, like, a burgundy, that'd be all right.
Burgundy's okay.
We're having the color debate.
Oh. Don't get me started. Let's name all
the
colors.
It depends on the color of your room and your comforter and your pillowcase.
Carpet, man.
Yeah. Art and design students, man. We can come up with a lot of weird colors.
Oh, yes.
Just think of Crayola crayons.
Yeah. Times 20.
I want the vivid tangerine color. That's the coolest one in the box.
No, I was always a big fan of like the sea blue. I like sea blue. All right. What else did I have? Kitchens. What? Why did I have kitchen? Oh, kitchen. Keep your kitchen clean.
Which I've been doing an awesome job at.
Thank
this
you,
week.
Adam.
I found the trick is to never put anything into the sink, because if other people see dishes in the sink, they'll do it too. But
I've just decided not
no
to
eat
all
No one wants to empty the dishwasher when it's clean.
Exactly.
I've just...
buy paper plates.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we have paper plates.
It's okay.
Just throw it. Anywhere.
Wherever it fits.
Oh, not tonight.
No.
Yeah, definitely no time tonight.
Not tonight. Sorry, Allison. Yeah, somebody wasn't here. Let's see. Oh, kitchen. Just keep your kitchen clean. Just in general, keep your whole house clean, and you'll have an awesome thing. I was gonna do an observation of our room. Things that we could change in our apartment to make it. The CDs on the ceiling definitely add to
I'm doing that to my room.
Are you gonna do it to your room? You know how many CDs?
In my building, they've got those waffle.
Yeah.
Ceilings, and we got the lights up in the little squares, and we're putting up the CDs. I go see them to my brother.
These are all AOL CDs.
They're free.
Yes.
You can get them everywhere.
This is halfway done. I haven't had time to finish it though, because I just don't have time. Talk about a project. That took forever, man.
I did two rows or three rows.
My ceilings are 12 feet high, so I'm not quite sure how I'm going to do that yet.
Yeah.
But
a challenge.
Are you on the 10th floor?
I'm on the 8th floor.
I didn't know they had the high ceilings on the 8th floor.
I'm on the top floor.
Oh, I thought they had... No, never mind. Yeah, 8th is top over there.
Yeah. Let me tell you, it's a bitch when the elevators break.
I'm used to being at the other place for this.
Towers.
They have skylights on their top floor.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I want a skylight.
That'd be awesome. That'd be definitely cool on the impact. Right. Dude, no bright neon green signs or bright signs. There goes that whole wall.
That's my frisbee.
Yeah, okay. We have the brightest red, the brightest green, and the brightest yellow we could have.
I think we just put stuff up just to have stuff up at first.
On the wall. And then our other wall, as you guys can see in the webcam probably, is our hacker posters. Hackers ahead, and don't pick up viruses, and internet worm crops.
The ones that I got from Microsoft.
Microsoft, the evil corporation.
I would take them down if we had something to replace them with, but...
Let's get our art out here, man.
We need a big Geek Club radio.
Then you can start your own pimp pad.
Yeah, definitely. I have a pimp pad at home. Like in my house, I guess it's not really, my place. It's my parents' place. But I have a room. Yeah, and I have all my instruments in there. It's pretty cool. Black light. Anyhow, alright, that's enough about pin pads, I think. What time is it?
It's 10:12, so I just want to take this time to tell the people who are just now tuning in that we are no longer starting our broadcast at 10 p.m. Central Time.
Yeah,
we
get
are now
it
starting at 9:30 Central Time, so.
And for those of you who weren't affected with the time change,
yeah,
you arrange accordingly.
And just because I like the station we broadcast on, I'll take the time to say you guys are listening to Rant Radio over at rantradio.com. Oh. Check it out. They have lots of nice productions, TV shows. They have Rant TV. You can watch Sean Kennedy, the Rant, trolling. Lots of good stuff over at Rant Radio, so go check it out.
Yes. Props to them. All right, let's go on.
Moving on.
Segway.
Hey, do you want to do? No, let's go on, and then we can do the rant later.
Oh, it's do you guys want to do our beatboxing?
Oh, don't tell me you're gonna play that, man.
No, we're not gonna play your beatbox. We're just gonna do an improv one on the air.
Oh, were we?
It could turn out horrible or it could turn out cool. There is no in between.
We know how I am.
I have the turntable. And you have the pow.
Shut up.
And Shannon has everything else.
We recorded last week before the show, we were sitting there testing, and I tried to beatbox and it came out really, really, really bad. And
I thought it was pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she liked it.
It wasn't bad, it's just funny.
I was just like
That
was funny. Anyhow,
waiting for Shannon.
I think
we
should play it.
No,
we're not gonna play it.
That'd be pretty fun.
I can't do this.
Alright.
Geek Love Radio. Alright, we're done. We're done. That was the worst. We gotta practice or something, man.
That was awesome.
We can practice next week.
We're practicing next week.
We'll give it a try next week. We'll give it a try next week.
During the week we're practicing, we're gonna come down here. We're gonna, like, turn the speakers up.
We're gonna lay something down.
We'll get the listeners, like, we can get a...
That was bad.
Hey, Majestic, do a mix of our beatboxing. Sometime.
Yeah, Majestic, please do a mix of our beatboxing. Thank you.
Or not.
You're gonna listen to this in like 30 years and you're gonna be like, what was I thinking?
Was I on crack?
I think we are all gonna do that. Not just
smoke definitely. Rock.
I'm gonna tell my children about this and I'll be like, yeah, back in the day, I used to have a radio show. So. Alright, I'm going to continue. I'm going to move on since you guys don't
back
want
on the
to.
Old internet.
Back on the old internet when we had, T1 and 2E3 lines.
Back when we were free to broadcast and say whatever we wanted on the internet.
Yeah, that could change.
Before
anytime.
We had to have a listener's license. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, ranting. Stop ranting about something that hasn't happened yet.
We have Bush in office, so. Going downhill. Downhill fast. But it'll be fun to see how bad things can actually get. You know, that whole chaos theory thing? Let's see how bad things can really get.
It, with chaos, there's peace, man. Opposites attract.
The terrorism is the war of the poor, and...
You're stealing that quote!
The war of the rich.
Stealing that quote. That's
I don't know where he got it from.
Where? You don't know where... Oh.
I got it from Nikolai's profile. Yeah. I thought it was interesting.
Alright, I'm gonna continue since
but this
you
isn't
guys...
Political Love Radio, so I apologize.
I'm talking... I want to move the show on so we can play Sean Kennedy. I'm going to go through these quick.
All right. I apologize. Right. Let's go.
All right. Let's face it. Sometimes you guys... I'm not going to read what I wrote because it's obviously... I don't know what I was thinking. This next segment is going to be about loneliness in relationships. Sometimes you get lonely in a relationship. And for obvious reasons, sometimes you fall out with your partner or sometimes you don't have communication with your partner and sometimes your partner doesn't know what's going on. And I have some tips here for battling the loneliness.
I'm so lonely.
Ouch.
What?
Allison's like, you should listen, Shannon.
Happy to the extension.
Alright, first tip is get a social life of your own. Even though this doesn't seem like it'd be helping out your relationship, it would, because if you can go out and not spend as much time with your partner, you have things to talk about with your partner when you get back, you know? If you're a guy, go make some guy friends, you know? Go hang out, go do things other than... Because if you're constantly with that one person, you're gonna get bored.
Yeah.
Depends.
Yeah, but still. I mean, if this is like a problem, if you're lonely for some reason, this might be one of the problems. This could be an effective way to handle it. Go to a book club. Organize girlfriend dinners if you're a girl. Go see an elderly aunt. Okay, I'm done with that.
Go see a movie.
Go
see Team America.
Okay, the next one.
Remind me of that with that title because there's that song in Team America where the Asian guy was like, I'm so lonely.
Have you seen Team America?
A real lonely.
It's good.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
We should have played the music to that. Fuck yeah. Alright. Next one is take off and see how it feels. Basically, if you're in a relationship and for some reasons you think something's not working, maybe some time away, like just for a weekend or something, could put things in perspective and gives you time to think without, like, the other person sitting there talking to you or bothering you about it. Which is always good, you know? You need some time alone. Third, ask your partner for what you need. Like, you know, communication problems are probably one of the big things of why a relationship could be going downhill. So be open with your partner, communicate, and, like, find out what your partner needs in her relationship. Or your relationship with her. Let's see.
4.
Number f- you want to read it? Because I can't read it from here. All right. Context.
Number 4. Plan togetherness.
I thought that said toughness. I'm like, what?
I'm like, I don't remember writing that.
Toughness. What did you used to like to do together? Bring those things back into your life, says Copeland. Dr. Swartz suggests inviting him out for an evening you think is fun. If he refuses, ask him what he thinks would be fun. And try that instead.
Yes, Dr. Schwartz is cool. If you guys ever have time to look up Dr. Schwartz online.
You know, at first I thought that said Dr. Seuss.
Yes, bring some fun back in your relationship. Read some Dr. Seuss in bed.
It might work for some
people.
Might work.
Get the big hat, do some role playing.
Role playing?
I'm Dr. Seuss tonight. Oh, that's so bad. I was going to say, and you can be a little Susie. But
oh, that was so wrong. Bad. On so many levels.
With the red and white striped condom.
Oh, no. You guys are taking this way too far.
Our show has just hit,
just
hit a brand new low.
Bring some definition in the top hat.
Brand new low.
Okay, we're done with this.
Number five. Cinco.
Make a deal.
If you like to do different things, talk about it and agree that you'll play golf and tennis separately. But meet again. You gotta laugh in the audience. But meet again later in the day, or vacation separately.
It's also spending, you know.
But within
time
the
away.
Understanding that you're doing it because of separate interests.
Yeah. So, like, another idea to just spend time away from your partner.
You know, I think if my partner was going to vacation separately, I think I would go and do a surprise visit.
That would be cool.
I think vacations is a little too far.
Well, no.
Unless you're going with, like, girlfriends or like family or anything. But if you're, like, going by yourself.
Yeah, if you're going to...
That's just a little weird.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to Las Vegas, honey, for, like, a week. Don't worry about me. It's the hooker capital of the world. I'll be fine.
Alright, last one. You can read it.
Number 6?
Yes, number 6.
Get a private dancer of your own.
Like,
man.
Like, wait, what?
I was just going for the reaction. Get a private life of your own. Learn how to be like being alone.
You scared me, man. I thought that was actually on there.
What were you thinking about?
It will build your self-esteem and strengthen your inner resources. This is especially important, says Copeland, for women who might want to get out of a marriage but aren't ready or are feeling lonely for any reason. Whoa. Did I skip over and land there? Oh, well, anyway. He's saying
this is basically
to get
go
a private
see other
life.
People.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if it's a good idea unless there's like no return to the relationship. Then I would say maybe you might want to think about seeing other people. But if you're feeling lonely, on like a general whole, leave that for like the last resort. Because obviously, that's like taking everything to the last step. And like you're crossing the line. And that's like no return.
Any relationship that I know of where they've taken like a break to see other people, if they ever do get back together, it's so turbulent that it's not even
worth it.
Because like, you're fighting over, well, you went out with him. How could you?
Or like, you know. Was she better in bed than me?
Or like, your numbers are in double digits now. And everyone says you give the half of the number, half of the total. So yeah,
this just happened to you. Do you want to talk about it?
No, I just remember a story. I just remember stories from friends.
I think he's got some issues.
From friends past.
That he needs to share.
From friends past.
Yes.
Friends.
Yes, they told me I should bring this out on the show tonight, but I'm a drunk because I drank one night in the last month. And I also like to drink a little bit when I study. I'm a drunk. What's going on? What's being said over there? Turn on your mics.
You want some wine?
No.
Just because
you
wine.
Want some wine?
No, I'm animated
wine,
enough.
Wine? Alright, I'm gonna drink wine.
Just drink it right out of the bottle.
As well, there's
where's
not
your brown paper bag?
And we thought he had alcohol issues.
You wino.
I'm a wino.
Just don't start hiccuping on the
it's
show.
It's a big bottle to drink out of it.
Hiccup? It looks like it's time for the Sean Kennedy rant.
Not a moment too soon.
And it's tonight it's the alcohol rant.
Yes, I love this one.
And using that as an excuse or, you know, blaming your alcoholism or alcohol on things.
Yes, and I gotta find it. I don't know what where it's at.
And we'll probably discuss this afterward. For those of you who aren't familiar with Sean Kennedy, he is the funky... he is the fucking man over at Radio.com.
Funky man.
Sean Kennedy is the funky man.
Alright, I think this is it. I'm gonna play it.
Okay, I'm still hearing background music, so... Everyone, turn off your mics for now.
What the fuck? Because you asked for it. It's your pal and mine, Sean Kennedy on Rant Radio.
That's just how it works.
So I'm watching the news, and there's a guy driving down the road, and he's hammered out of his fucking mind, and he runs over a kid. Or there's the guy who comes home from work and gets himself shit-faced and then kicks the fuck out of his wife. Or there's the guy who gets drunk in the bar and fucks around on his wife, or she fucks around on him. Anyway, there's absolutely no total denial, and they're caught. They're caught inside the act, and what do they say? Oh, it wasn't me, honey. It was the alcohol. Oh, yeah, I didn't mean to kill anybody. It was the alcohol. Oh, I'm not an evil person. It's just the alcohol.
Oh, I think that it's all just, you know... I never meant to suck his dick. That was the alcohol.
Okay, well, last time I checked, I've never gotten a blowjob from a can of beer. But wow, could I ever very seriously make some money if I could make that happen? No. It's not the alcohol. You're a fucking idiot. Don't try to blame it on the alcohol, because the alcohol doesn't do shit. All the alcohol does is get rid of your inhibitions. Some people go, it's not me, it's that demon alcohol. Wow, is that like the ultimate in the carpenter blaming his tools or what? Like, you're a fucking moron if you expect people to actually buy that shit. Those are like those women who get menstrual syndrome and shoot people and say because their hormones are out of fucking whack. I don't think so. You can sell that shit to somebody else, okay? If you get fucked up, you get drunk, you get stoned, whatever, and you fuck something up or fuck somebody up, take responsibility. It's your fucking fault. You're the idiot who put it into your system. So if you're gonna try to stuff that kind of, you know, oh, it's not my fault, I was on an inmate of drugs, well, that's just too bad. You shouldn't have any free choice anyway because you're an idiot. My name's Sean Kennedy and I am the fucking man.
Thank you, Sean Kennedy.
Once again, that was Sean Kennedy.
The fucking man. Not the funky man, as I misworded earlier.
I went on a rant last week about the alcoholism, because I thought we were going to talk about it, but we decided to go with the underwear outside of the pants thing.
Oh, yeah, we did.
I was just really upset at guys that... like, use alcohol for their, like, hey, I'm gonna go out and party and pick up women, and, like, they just get drunk and, like, start hitting on women, and, like, they think it's cool to, like, you know, start grabbing or, like, get their way with women. That really pisses me off. Because if you can't do it when you're sober, there's no point.
Exactly. Great.
And I will challenge any guy who says otherwise. So, yes. You can listen to my rant last week about it. I'm not so pissed because I'm drinking alcohol right now.
So who is the drunk?
Yeah, who's the drunk? Yeah, shut up. You're the drunk. No, I won't bring that up.
I'll be the drunk.
Every apartment needs a drunk.
I'm the show drunk. Well, we are definitely lacking compared to other apartments.
Yeah, we were walking out, like, on... when was it? Saturday night?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was... no, it was Friday night.
Oh, the Halloween.
No, it was
talking
Friday
about the Halloween
night
incident?
No, it was Friday night when we went recording this weekend. When we were walking out and the guy had the keg he was bringing down.
Oh.
And he's like, dude. He's like,
oh, we went to the recording or the radio station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Friday.
Yeah.
And like, there was a guy, he brought down a keg from like one of the rooms. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, you know, you can like get kicked out of that, like, you know, Fredrickson if you have a keg. And he's like, I didn't know that. He's like, oh, I don't live here anyhow. He's like, but, he's like, there's a party upstairs. And we're like, okay. He's like, go if you guys want to. And we're like, okay.
He's like, are you guys CAs?
We're like, no, we're not. He's like, okay. He's like, go up there. Well, we walk around the building to see, like, what the party's like. And, like, we look up in the building, and there was, like, three girls and a guy dancing. And that's all the party was. And so we're like, yeah, they're like, we're going to get a pony keg. And I'm like, okay. So, damn alcoholics. Thinking they can get their way with women. Women are just as bad, though, I'm not going to lie. When they get drunk, man, women have no shame sometimes.
We do a lot of stupid shit.
Like, yeah, women have no shame when they get drunk sometimes. And
it's bad if they start taking pictures.
Pictures? Oh, yeah.
Break out the camera and you're going to have some interesting photos.
Yeah.
I got my ass bitten for that once.
Man.
And then it shows up on the internet.
No, I'm like, no, I was in some stupid stuff over Halloween and But a bunch of guys apparently had cameras with them and decided to be funny. Hey, let's show her.
So she's
let's knock on her door at like 10 o'clock in the morning. Not quite.
That sucks.
Did you retrieve the pictures from them?
I had to buy some of them back.
Bought some of them back?
Like I say,
if not.
Yeah,
that bad. They can't be that bad.
Some of them were pretty bad.
Wow.
Okay, if not, welcome to the internet.
Yes, no kidding.
And if they're on there, I don't want to find them. Bless the world, enjoy it.
Yeah, welcome to taking pictures in public places. That's always fun. People are like, no, you can't put that. I'm like, screw you. I'm like, you're in a public place. Anyhow, alcohol sucks when you're trying to pick up women. Be sober.
Yeah.
That's my, that's, if any tip for the day is be sober if you're going to try to pick up women. Because when you're drunk, you're obviously not going to be yourself.
A lot of guys are assholes when they're drunk.
A lot of guys are nice when they're drunk. And then when they're not drunk, they're assholes too. Like, that's true for, like, some of my friends. Like, some of my friends are really nice when they're drunk. Like, they're, like, all lovey-dovey. They get into the I love you stage, you know?
Yeah.
And then they don't have the alcohol. And you're just like, what the fuck? And they're, like, assholes. And you're like, how about drink some more alcohol, like, all the time?
Tell me when you're drunk.
Yeah.
Then we'll talk.
So, yeah. Alcohol, bad. Relationship, good. Okay. I'll let you talk, since you're jamming out to the music over there.
Like, come on, let's go on to the next thing. Okay. This week, we have a top 10 list again, and it looks like I haven't yet to read this, so it says, situations she'll ask, what are you thinking?
I brought this up because we've been doing a lot of, like, lately, what girls ask questions, you know, and, like, they're looking for stuff, like, am I fat in this dress, and you're just like, ooh, what do I say? But, like, these are questions, like, that when girls are always asking you, like, so what are you thinking? Like, you know, after you do something or something happens. And these are good ways to respond to some of these questions. This is from an article online by Andy Le... I can't pronounce his last name, so... It's by Andy. And I thought it was really cool, so... Here, talk.
My turn? Okay. Number 10. Number 10, after a long pause, or
I think lull
in conversation. Is that, I've never used that word before.
Dude, a lull.
How old are you?
Do you know what
I
a
swear,
lull is?
I've never.
It's like.
Welcome to the English language.
It's like, you know, a dip, almost. Isn't that what it means? Like a dip? I don't know.
Yeah.
Break.
Back to those tricky 4-6-letter words.
I'm sorry, you guys can't speak English.
I'm an Iowan. You guys are from other places, so.
Yeah.
I went to horrible public school, so. Leave me alone.
Yeah, I went to school in France, and they taught me English well.
Yeah, it's weird.
I was in France for a long time. I was there for a summer.
France is cool. Naked women. Ooh, I'm joking.
But then you view it as art.
Back to that again.
Exactly. I'm joking. All right, after a long pause in conversation, basically, why is she asking, like, what are you thinking? And, you know, it could be that she just wants to break the silence, or she's bored, or she wants to know, like, why things are feeling awkward. How you should answer, like, if she asks you what you're thinking, and if there's, like, a long silence, and she breaks the silence with that. Whatever you do, don't increase the volume of the car radio, or ignore the question. Talk to her about it. You know, if it applies, tell her the truth that you're, like, you know, just thinking about nothing. I don't know how you can be thinking about nothing. It's beyond me. But another answer you can use is that usually works, I guess, is I'm just glad we're able to have comfortable silence together. That'd be kind of like, gay after a while. No offense, strong.
I think it only works once.
Yeah, use it once.
Yeah.
I'm glad we can have comfortable silence. Let's have a moment of silence right now.
Have we had enough of those already, though?
Yeah, plus we have music in the background. It's going, dun, 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 dun,
dun. It's not really silence. All right, number 9. After seeing little kids, girls always ask, you know, what are you thinking? They're like, basically implying, you know, so what do you think about having little kids? As Allison laughs, you know. Shannon isn't going to let her talk about this.
I do that every time I see a kid. I go,
God, man, you put guys in such awkward situations when you do that, though. Yeah, because as a guy, you're like, oh, my God, maybe she wants kids right now or something. And I don't know, it's awkward.
It doesn't bother me, though.
I like kids,
I like
so,
kids.
Yeah, but I mean...
Actually, sometimes I'm the first person to
think
go,
about
aw.
It. Yeah, but if you're, like, on a first date with a girl and she's like, oh, little kids... And you're like, oh crap, she wants to have kids already.
Don't think that way.
Some people do, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh yeah, if you're thinking that after the first day, like, oh man, she wants to have babies with me.
Not necessarily.
You're like, yes, I scored.
Well, that's
like,
what that's what's written in here. Like, said that.
If I see like a cute little kid, I'll say aw. I won't like elaborate on it. You know, how many kids do you want? White picket fence, right?
Yeah.
How many kids
do
you want?
2.5 kids.
When do you want to get started?
2.5 kids. I never understood the 0.5. What the hell? Is
baby.
It like a...
The baby on the way.
No, it's the kid with like no arms and legs.
It's just a torso.
Oh, there's one of them out there because he's
0.5.
You know there's one of them out
what
there.
What happens when he grows up? Is he... Oh. Like, become like
he's
a...
He's still 0.5. He's missing half his body. What?
Well, segue.
Moving on. All right, number...
Ocho.
What are we on? Eight?
Eight.
After she does something disgusting, and, you know, there's, like, silence or whatever, like, if she burped or farted or something...
If that happens... And the girl does it, you need to apologize as if you did it.
Oh, that's
a smooth recovery.
It works.
Does it really? I've never had that happen, so.
What? I don't know how.
If a girl, like, if a girl, like, burps and she's embarrassed about it, I'd be like, oh, excuse me.
I could see that doing that in, like, a public place, but, like, if it's just, like, you two. I'd say, like, have a burpathon.
Burpathon? Be like, oh, honey, you know, I gotta teach you some things. Hold on.
Like, yeah, that could lead to
it. It makes the relationship closer. On a whole new level.
But then the next thing you're doing is like, this is how you do an armpit fart.
When the woman
no, you're not doing it right.
In front of his man, that's closeness.
Yeah, if your girl can fart in front of you and you don't care... I think things are going in the right direction.
You could also, like, oh, just change the subject.
Out of my room.
What the fuck?
Take it outside.
Get the hell out of here. Wipe your ass.
And be generous with them. Don't fart and then put the covers over her head or something. Which I've heard a story of that before.
Shannon likes to ask where the ducks are hiding.
It works. That's awesome.
I'll be like, whoa, that was a good one, huh?
The covers over there. That's the funny one, though.
The covers over here.
Like, enjoy it. Enjoy it while it lasts. That's my mom's homemade chili right there.
Lemony fresh. Or not.
Oh, wow. I've disgusted myself. Okay, let's continue. Let's see. Number 7. When discussing serious topics, how you should answer things when you're discussing serious topics and girls are like, you know, so what are you thinking about this? Once again, it's one of those times like where you gotta, you know what the right thing to say is. You know, you can't be like, yeah, I don't care. Obviously, that's not a good answer, because she's just going to bitch slap you and be like, she's like, honey, if you don't care, fine, I don't care either. And then she's going to, you know, go on
big
a rant.
Fight.
Which brings us back to an earlier topic.
Let's see. Continuing. What
six.
Else was there with that? Yeah, that's it. Sick. 5, dude. We're on 5.
Oh, we're on
oh wait,
five.
No, we're on 6.
Yeah, we're on
6. Read it.
All right, 6.
Okay. I have to scroll up because I scrolled down too far. Man, I miss not having a scroll mouse. Okay. Number 6. After spending time with her friends, why is she asking? She's curious to hear your take on her friends. It's important for her to know that you like them or at least can tolerate them. She believes that her friends are
reflection of her own choice and character, and she wants assurance that you approve of both.
Do you do that with your, like, with guys? You're like, so what do you think about me hanging out with my friends?
I think it's important that they don't mind that you hang out with him, and that he, you know, can at least tolerate them. Otherwise, it puts a lot of stress on the relationship, because if he doesn't like them, then he's gonna bitch and moan if you go out and hang out with him instead of hanging out with him.
Yes.
And that just makes things real rough.
It says in my notes, it says, even if you don't like the, like, situation at first, like, if you don't like them all at first, just tell her that you do, because, you know, it's not gonna matter, I mean, really that much,
you know,
I guess.
Right there. Another area of topic we could add to our wall.
What is it?
Spending time with friends, because say if it's a girl who has guy friends.
I was just gonna say, what about friends of the opposite sex?
Or if, yeah. Or if they ask a question, yeah. like they want to know if you're attracted to their friends, or
we had that one. Yeah. We did talk about.
Yeah, I guess we need to kind of go into that. But the friends of the opposite sex thing.
Friends of opposite sex. Shannon, do you want somebody? I'll write it. Wait, are you gonna write it? Thank you. All right, let's see, what else? Number five. All right, number five.
Number five is, when you come home tired from work. Why is she asking? She wants you to talk about your day and loosen up. She wants to know your feeling. She wants to know how you're feeling and get you to let her in on the time during the day that she doesn't see you. She wants to be your personal therapist and fix any problems you may have that day. It's a nice thought, and partly true, but it can also be the last question you want to hear after an exhausting day.
I want to say Chris Rock said it the best, like, in his Bigger and Blacker. He's like, if you come home from school or from work, he's like, man, what did he say? You know what I'm talking about, because you laughed at it.
All I can remember is, like, the whole...
Or he's like...
The big piece
he's
of
like,
chicken thing.
No. He's like, just ask everyone. Be like, how was your day, honey? Or something like that. He's like, and that's, like, a whole three-hour conversation right there.
Yeah, it's true. Especially if they have a stressful job, because then it's like, you become the venting, like, object.
I was thinking about the food, sex, silence thing, all the everything guy needs.
Feed me, fuck me, shut the fuck up. Yeah, the three needs a man has. Feed me, fuck me, shut the fuck up. That's bad, but...
That's not geek love talk.
That's definitely not true for me, because I don't act like that.
Yeah, he just wants feed me, fuck me.
You can talk.
I want to hear your sexy voice.
Talk dirty to me.
Say my name, bitch. Alright, that was a movie quote. Come on, don't look at me like that.
You forget we have females in the audience, right?
And a female said that in the movie, so I'm not gonna... Alright. Number four. After meeting her parents, and you know she has a... So, what did you think? Sort of question lingering.
We lost one of the streams, but I'll fix it.
Way to go.
We lost the high-quality stream, but we'll be back in just a second. So keep going.
All right, so I'm going to keep continuing and talking. So after meeting her parents, you get the, you know, so what'd you think sort of question. And how would you answer that? Well, honestly, and what I have written down and what it says here is praise them as much as you can, even if they give you a hard time
back.
Or are right. crappy with you. Obviously, if you want to get anywhere with this girl, like, you know, you're going to have to deal with her parents. So don't be like, man, your parents suck. Be like, your dad? No.
Shannon still thinks my dad's going to kill him. I don't understand why. Because all they do is make fun of me together, so. Get along fine.
Male-male bonding. Yeah. It's a good thing. I have a question for you.
Okay.
This is kind of off topic. And we'll have to talk quick a bit, maybe. But you said you lived with... a bunch of guys.
Like, I grew up with them.
Yes.
Like, I was real close to my cousins and my brother.
So when you brought a boyfriend home, or like a guy home, did they always give like crap to the guy?
Yeah.
Was it bad?
Is
your dad the type of guy that like sets out like a butcher knife on the table or like a shotgun in his lap?
No, because I live with my mom, my stepdad. My dad doesn't usually get to meet all the
gotcha
the guys, at least unless they're like around. for a while. And, but he's a psychologist, so, like, he'll set them down and start fucking with their head. He calls it the test, and he, like, refuses to let me leave until he's done. And I try to warn them ahead of time. And my brother's gotten real cool. But he'll, like, pull me aside at the end of the night. You know, dude, what the fuck are you thinking?
Gotcha. I just had to ask, because we've talked about this on other shows with other people. I, like, you know, like, I've gone to, like, a girl's house and her dad had a shotgun clap or whatever, and I'm just like, holy shit.
It just went down again.
Dude, I didn't have this many problems last week.
We never had problems with the high-quality stream until now, but we're back up.
All right, all right, we're going to keep going because we got, like, 15 minutes left. Next, I got to scroll down because I obviously like... when you see a hot woman and you're with your girlfriend, she's obviously going to... question and, like, you know, think the so what are you thinking sort of question. It's obvious that, you know, the other woman might be attractive, but you don't want to be like, man, honey, I'll be right back or something, you know. What if you were with a guy and the guy, like, was like just like goob, like drooling over this girl? Obviously it's not cool.
It's not cool, but I have a personality where I'll jump in and say, yeah, she's really hot, she's got a nice ass. And then they kind of realize what they're doing. And
they're like, oh, shit. Yeah, I mean, she doesn't.
And I don't, like, do it pissed off. I just, you know, say, well, because if you can't have a sense of humor about that stuff, because I'm sure, like, girls will do the exact same thing, so you can't be hypocritical about it.
Gotcha. I think it's funny. Like, if you're with a girl, and she's just, like, looks at you, and you're like, what are you looking at? And you're like... nothing, don't worry. I wasn't looking at anything. I mean,
right.
I was thinking about you.
Busted.
I always used that. I was thinking about you, and I just dazed off. Alright, number two. After a fight, you know, while making up with a girl, she's always probably going to think, you know, so what are you thinking now? Another successful way to do this is, I'm glad we found the source of the problem, you know. It shows her that you considered issues and are prepared to work things through. It's nice to, you know, have a consoling tactic. So, that's a good way to deal with it. Just be understanding. Obviously, if you had a fight, you don't want to bring crap up that you were fighting about. Be like, and I was right, so don't worry. Or like, you know, even if you're wrong, you're not. I mean, even if you're right, you're not right, so don't worry. And after sex, what is she thinking? You know, compliment her. Because if you're like, man, that was the suckiest sex I have ever had, you're not going to get good reviews.
You're
she's
going to
bitch slap you and be like, fine. That would suck. We need to make that a sound clip, man. We need to have a soundboard. That we can just be like, so yeah, that was the top 10 list of the day. Do we have time to go into the next one?
It's
not very long.
We have 10 more minutes.
And we also need to do our shout outs and stuff.
Yeah,
so I don't know if you have an outro music, but we don't need outro music.
I just had a dating tip for like this week is don't be too cocky with yourself. You know, most problems like. You know, boil down to simple formulas. And I found this online, and I thought it was pretty interesting. It's like, you know, not enough prospects equals too much concerns for one prospect. So, like, this deals down with, like, guys and trying to find girls. So if you don't have enough prospect, you're always going to be worried about that one too much. If you have too much concern for one prospect, then you're going to misfocus your energy. And if you misfocus your energy, you're going to be missing other opportunities. So that's just a dating tip of the week.
Good tip.
Thank you. I tried. I don't know what else. We got like 10 minutes left.
We could talk about the special guest we're gonna have it towards the end.
Ooh, yeah, there we go.
Just go into that. Be a big announcement for a lot of the geek listeners. Probably.
I've been talking to some people online, and I've made contact with Steph the Geek. And she has...
Over at StephTheGeek.com, I think.
Yes, yeah, StephTheGeek.com. And for those of you who don't know who she is often can be found on CamWhores. And she has a webcam that she's always on.
So basically, she's just like a cam girl.
She's a cam girl. She's not, like, naked all the time on it. She's just, you know.
But she's, like, a geek, though.
So. She's really cool. I've talked to her a lot. Well, not a lot, but, like, the times I've talked to her, she was cool.
But she has a big following, it seems like.
Yeah, she has a lot of people, like, following her. And she's also made guest appearances on, like, Tech TV and stuff. On Screensavers, I think, and some other shows. So
that's cool.
We're going to have her on the show at the end of the month.
That should be a popular event, then.
After Thanksgiving sometime. Nothing for certain yet, because, I mean, she's going to be on the show. She wants to be on the show. Like, I've talked to her, and she's excited to be on the show. But, like, with her schedule, she's going to college in Toronto. And it's, like, right around finals week. And, like, I was talking to her about it, and she's really busy, and, like, I'm really busy. So that's, like, our dead week, or, like, before dead week. So we're going to try to get her on the show then. And that's going to be really cool.
We'll get one sometime. If not at the end of the year, we'll get one at the beginning. We also have other people we want to get on the show, too.
Yes.
We wanted to get...
Decoder.
Yeah, Decoder on the show.
Decoder.
He gave us a shout-out on his new show, The Mind War.
The Mind War.
Over at themindwar.com. You guys can go check it out. So far, it's been a daily show.
Yeah.
And
it's really cool.
I listened to the first episode, I don't know how many times. It's awesome.
He shouted me out on it, so I'm going to shout-out Decoder. I'll just shout him out during shout-outs.
So that's a damn good show, and I already downloaded today's episode, too. It's good stuff.
So. Sweet. I want to talk about a project I'm doing that I started, like, a week ago. I got, like, a couple emails from people asking me, like, what online dating services or, like, you know, finding people services were the best. So what I did was I went out and found, like, four or five of them or six of them, I forget how many, and, like, signed up to them, like, OCupid and some other ones. And I'm going to, like, have a summary and, like, you know, an update on how things are going. She found me. Katie found me on Face the Jury, and she talked to me from that. So there's going to be, like, a, I guess, like, a guide to which dating or, like, online service is the best.
This is the exact same thing you were doing, but for one of my buddies. He wanted me to try them all out for him.
Oh, yeah.
So there's, like, cause there's, like, collegelove.com.
You'll have to message me all these ones,
yeah,
that you're doing.
I will.
Okay. Because, yeah. Because, I mean, dating services online work. I have a date on Thursday with a girl I've never met.
Nice.
We'll see how that goes. It's for the show. I'm saying it's for the show. I've never met her before, so this is going to be awkward. But she messaged me from OkCupid, so that's my project that I'm working on for the show right now. And obviously the phone thing that we got working out.
Yeah, we're trying to get this set up for the phone for the other show. We've got it. We have a ghetto set up right now.
We got a ghetto set up.
It causes distortion a little bit, and
yeah, the mic's it's not very good.
Still not perfect, so we unhooked it for now.
We'll figure it out.
We may go with the Skype soon. Have Skype, but
we should try it. I mean, we got nothing to lose. Other than bandwidth, are we connected?
Yep, we're still. Connected to both.
Just checking. Do you have anything you want to talk about, Shannon?
No, I got nothing.
You look tired.
A little bit. A little more sick than tired, but you know, yeah.
We should probably mention that Thanksgiving week, we don't know if we're going to have a show yet or not. Because we're both going to be gone, obviously, because we haven't been home since, like, the beginning of school, and we're going to go home.
Which is the week of the Monday the 22nd?
Yes.
So there may or may not be a show on that day.
If we do a show, it's going to be recorded.
Yeah, maybe
we'll stream it.
Because I'm not planning on being here that day, so...
Yeah. I have some food waiting for me back home.
So good.
It'll probably be a pre-recorded show, or we just might not have one. And if we don't, we need to let Smokehouse know.
Yeah, we need to let Smokehouse know. I think I might just... If we have time, dude. Let's just record something. Like, even if it's not a full
hour. Can you stream from your house?
I can stream from my house. I got.
Do you know all this? How did I show you how to do all this?
Yeah, I know how to do that. So we'll just do it that way. So I mean, guys, don't expect much.
Okay.
That weekend. I mean, we're coming back with Steph the Geek, so
I might be leaving on. I don't have classes on Friday, so I might be leaving on Friday the
19th. Yeah, that's when I was gonna leave too.
Or I could leave on the Thursday because I'm going. Thursday.
Yeah, I was gonna leave Thursday, actually. So, but that'd give us 10 days. That'd give us 10 days off, and I counted it.
It'll help. We've been doing it nonstop since September, something.
Yeah. Let's see. Anything else we need to talk about before we do chats? We talked about the webcam.
Send your emails. We need some emails.
Yeah, send your emails. I know, if you guys are listening to the show, we can tell, we got stats. Ton of you guys are downloading the show, and by I mean tons, I'm saying like hundreds of you guys are downloading the show, so obviously you
and
guys are listening.
Here's something that you can email us. If you're listening to the show and you don't have a girlfriend and you want one, send us your situation. What's your life like right now? What are you doing with your life?
Maybe we can help you out.
What are you involved in? Is there anybody that you're interested in? Give us an email and we'll try to help you out a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you don't see it when you're in the situation. So
you might think, I'm fine just the way I am. But you may.
Did we get any messages through email?
We didn't get any instant messages this week.
Fuckers, you guys. Get on that shit.
Just to put it bluntly.
We have a lot of listeners, but no one...
Watch, we're going to get like a flood of messages like in the next 2 minutes. That's all right. Man, you guys need to start sending some shit to us. We get a lot of... Like, I've added listener pictures this week. I think I've added 3 extra listener pictures. And
yeah, send in your pictures for listeners.
Oh, I didn't tell you this about this, Adam, because I got an email this morning about it. Hackerthreads.com or .org. It's like a t-shirt place. They're interested in taking, like, you know, doing t-shirt design. Well, not t-shirts, but just, like, selling shirts for us and stuff.
Nice.
So we might get... I'm going to talk to them more about it.
Still want those Geek Club Radio hoodies.
Yes.
Getting sweet to the season.
So we might get that. But I don't know. I got to talk to the guy first. He hasn't messaged me back yet, so... I don't know. That's about it. Do you have anything you want to talk about?
No, I'm good.
Anything you've, like, been pissed off about lately?
School.
School sucks.
I don't know. Yeah, school does kind of suck.
Ooh, to my art history exam tomorrow.
Hey, you suck, man. you got owned. I was talking about this earlier, self-ownage on Adam. He decided that he was going to...
I'm getting down there, though. There's not too many classes I can take, so...
Yeah, he's, like, getting to the, like, last...
There's nothing below a 300-level class that I can take anymore.
Yeah, so
all my classes have advanced in the title.
And now he's stuck taking art history with the worst art history professor ever.
Yes.
But I mean worst. I mean, it's the worst art history professor ever.
He knows his stuff. It's just his teaching style.
He's a really smart guy.
He expects me to memorize 100 slides tonight with, like, a paragraph of information for each of them.
My final for art history last year was 350 to like 400 slides.
Yeah, and I saw that
he's
to look
like,
forward to.
Yeah, and he's like,
final.
Yeah, he's like, you gotta, he doesn't tell you which slides. He's like, here's 400 slides. I'm picking 40 of these. You gotta know everything about the slides. And that sucks. So I quit and decided, you know, I didn't want to do it anymore, and I'm just like, I'll
retake. You know
what
I found out about
the
other class that you want to take, the design?
183X,
They go by the, they follow the set guidelines of the course that John Connolly set.
Yeah, but it's a different teacher. I mean, like,
but
it's just the way he teaches.
The coursework, though, is his work, from what I understand. But you might luck out.
I hope so.
You
do. I got all the slides. I got, like, a stack in this thing.
But like I said, he's a good teacher.
Are you taking art history?
Next semester.
With who?
What class? Are you taking 183X?
Yeah. I'll have 183 and 102 next semester.
Yeah, I'm taking 183 next semester, too. So
it's gonna suck.
I took 181 when 181 was in the schedule, and that was hell.
See, I don't want to talk bad. He sounded like a bad teacher.
Bad teacher.
No, I learned a lot of stuff in his class. It's just his tests are murder. He expects it's all memorization from him.
No, that's going to be a rant.
Is that the dude with the bow tie?
No.
Mm.
No.
This guy has, like, messed up hair. He has the Boston accent. He's always like, class.
Who's that? Who's that one professor?
He's a good
with
teacher.
The,
I just like
with the bow tie.
I know who you're talking about. I don't know who he is, though.
Yeah, apparently, like when he takes his students to study abroad, which he's doing next semester.
It might be him.
Apparently likes to party hardy.
Oh, that's not Conley. No.
We should probably stop dropping docs on teachers on the show.
I don't know which one it is.
It's all public information.
Yeah, but I'm in the classes. So.
Let's do shouts, man. Yeah, because I'm in this class.
Okay, well, let's theme that time. So I'll give shout-outs to, again, my number one fan, who is someone else who found me on Facebook a long time ago. Like, over almost a year ago. My number one fan.
I forget.
And I'll give a shout-out to Decoder, just like you did, or Will. Because it's nice to hear his voice again on the radio.
Yeah.
And, so definitely shout out to him. That's all I have.
Do you have any shout-outs to give to people?
No, not really.
I'm
going to shout out her dad or for the test thing.
Good test. Shout-outs to your dad.
That's the least.
Okay.
Yes, that's awesome. Shannon?
I don't know. We got Rant Radio and Spin FM, right?
We're not on Spin FM tonight.
On Spin FM.
They changed their password.
They changed their password and they haven't gotten back to us.
Yeah, so we can't get back on.
So. All right,
well, screw them then. Oh, I mean, no. But yeah, you know, Rant Radio for sure.
Well, the thing is, the password was changed and the guy who runs it didn't know why it was changed.
Yeah, somebody hacked into their account.
Yeah.
It's probably a listener.
Well, I'm sure it'll be fixed next week, which will be cool.
We'll see.
Yeah, but yeah, and that's all our fans, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. That's about it.
Yes, I'm going to shout out Decoder because he shouted me out on his show, and Decoder is the man, and like Adam said, it's nice to hear him talk again. Last time I talked to him was in New York for Hope, and that was cool. And let's see, who else? Majestic. Majestic, I think, seriously, is our number one fan, man. Like, the guy takes advice, like, he takes our advice and talks to me about it and tells me how he's used it. And, like, I was talking to him online the other day, and he was saying how he was in this, like, basically it was just a big, you know, lab area, and some girl was getting hit on by some guy that, you know, he could tell that the girl didn't want to get hit on him. I'm like, dude, I'm like, walk over and talk to the girl and be like, hey, so you ready to start the project or something, you know, just to distract the girl so the girl has a way out, because he's like, the girl honestly didn't look like she wanted to talk to the guy. So, like, he took my advice, and I guess he had a date with her, and, like, things have gone good with that. So, Majestic, shout out to you for taking my advice. It works out. And my brother, he is still single. My brother is still single. He wanted me to call him Monkey. I don't know. Some monkey shit. I don't know. I forgot what he wanted me to call him. He's like, instead of saying my name, say, I forget. So, my brother's still single for all you ladies out there.
Alright, well, it's 11 o'clock, so we'll see all you listeners or talk to you all on November 15th.
Is that a week from now?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, November 15th.
So, yeah.
Alright.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Richard.
And I'm Shannon.
I'm Katie.
And we'll see you next week.
We're out.
Late.
Peace.